I'm training somebody in NVDA and they have a new laptop. With NVDA, like JAWS, insert down arrow is your sail command. And for the life of me, I can't make insert down arrow work. You just do insert down arrow and it just translates into down arrow. It just reads one line and that's it. So I'm just wondering if anybody has some magic solution in NVDA to make the say all key work the way it's supposed to. I even uninstalled off of her computer NVDA and just reinstalled it and didn't do anything.
I know in the laptop keyboard layout, it's caps lock A for say all. I've seen that before in the laptop layout. If it's in like laptop keyboard layout mode, then you have to use caps lock A, I've noticed.
And if I took it out of that insert down arrow would work.
Yeah, that should work.
Okay, I'm having a Windows Media Player issue where if I'm playing like a podcast, it'll stop after 10 minutes. But the actual recording is like 2 hours. Anybody have any suggestions on that?
Are you streaming this, Kelsey, or are you...
Is this on your Windows computer?
Yeah.
Is the computer going to sleep?
No, not that I know of.
You may want to try changing some of the power options in the control.
How do I do that?
Control panel, power options. It'll say, like, choose when your computer goes to sleep. Try saying those, like, never... and see if that makes a difference.
Okay.
There's also an auto lock sometimes that can be on.
Okay, so which control can panel and then power options
power.
And then...
Yeah, just tap around and you'll see the settings, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I'm on Windows 7, but I have the classic shell, whatever that's called.
Yeah, just... but you know how to get into the control panel, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so once you go into the control panel, you'll find on the power options.
Okay.
About whether you have tried it with the laptop plugged in?
Yeah, and it still does the same thing.
When you see links that look like double links in Internet Explorer, how to get them to open up and not read as double links. Say the link was food from Amazon. It would say food from Amazon, food from Amazon. One may or may not be graphical. I actually went and looked after we talked about this morning. And discovered in some cases neither was graphical or both were graphical.
And you can activate both of them?
There is no guarantee that you can activate either or both. It's very odd.
One link probably is a graphic and one isn't. That's probably a problem. It's probably just bad web design.
I'm a Bank of America user and have been for a long time. And I find that the more improvements they make to the website for accessibility, the more difficult it is for me to use it. I was trying to do a transfer this morning and there was a combo box and it said to arrow up and down through the combo box to pick your recipient that you want to transfer to and then hit enter on it. I had to do it about 7 or 8 times before I could get it to work. I tried spacebar instead of enter. I tried going into the JAWS cursor and clicking it as though I were clicking it with a mouse. I did all those things and still couldn't get it to work with any degree of regularity. And I also have other problems when I'm doing things related to transfers and even bill pay sometimes.
What browser are you using?
I've done it with Internet Explorer and I'm now using Firefox.
Okay, because I know Santander website, I've given up on using Internet Explorer because similar ideas, I will hit enters on, hit on the pay buttons and all that kind of stuff, and they don't work anymore. Or sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. Firefox seems to do a better job.
Yeah. Maybe try using the mobile version, simply because I know the iPhone app, I do transfers on there, and it's very simple, straightforward.
I do use that. I don't like the idea that I have to use it when I don't want to. I want to be able to do it in Windows.
And I've had the same issues with Bank of America on Windows.
Remember in combo boxes, when you open one, do you alt down arrow to open the list?
Yes. I did the alt down arrow and I was able to find the entry that I wanted to select. But then when I would hit the enter key, it would be blank.
Just one other thing, Jerry. So when you said hit the enter key, in the combo boxes, I don't tend to hit enter keys. They screw up, so you either just tab to the next field or escape out of it.
I didn't try escaping out of it, but I did try tabbing to the next field, and it just went away.
Or alt up arrow to close up the combo box?
If you do the alt up arrow, you lose what you've selected, I think, though.
No, you don't. You actually don't.
I always do that. I usually open up the combo box, then alt down arrow to open it up and then alt up arrow to close it.
So you alt down arrow and then arrow down to find what you want and then alt up arrow?
And alt up arrow. And then tab. And if you tab and shift tab, you'll see your selection actually.
Well, that's definitely worth a try. I did not try that.